Welcome to BEN,
Blockchain Education Network,
the largest and longest running network of students, alumni, and professors excited about blockchain across the world. A podcast for students by students, sharing their vision that anyone, regardless of wherever they are in the world, will be able to use blockchain as a vehicle to create wealth for themselves and their communities. This is BEN,
the Blockchain Education Network.
Hey, I'm Ishan Hirnandani, and today I'm excited to introduce everyone to Merrick from Celo, C-Labs, and Valora. So Merrick is a partner of engineering at C-Labs and is also recently president of Valora. Hey, Merrick, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ishan, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Super excited to have you. I'm personally a huge fan of Celo's mission to democratize finance and make money beautiful again. Can you tell me a bit about Celo, the blockchain, and how is it different from other EVM-compatible layer ones?
Yeah, really great question. So I think the key difference, I think, at Celo is that we're really thinking about, you know, how do we make crypto mainstream. How do we bring this amazing technology to the whole world, to all the people who need it, and frankly, some of the people who need it most? And for that, that means a number of things. Number one, it means mobile. You know, we have to make crypto and broadly DeFi and all of the great innovation happening on in the Web3 ecosystem, we have to make it really easily accessible on mobile devices. And so Celo has put a lot of effort in the core consensus layer to build something that works on mobile devices in a fully decentralized, censorship-resistant manner. And so there's a light client on Celo that uses zk-SNARKs to effectively prove that a header is part of the chain, which allows you to effectively sync from a resource-constrained device like your phone with the network in a fully censorship-resistant, surveillance-resistant P2P manner. And so that's the first thing. But the second thing is around usability. If you want billions of people to be using this technology, you have to make it much easier than it is today. Today, if you want to send funds to a friend, you have to send funds using a public key derived address. This is very intimidating for many people. These tend to be long. And if you make one mistake in the address, your funds are lost forever. And so Celo has invested a lot of effort into using phone numbers as identifiers. And so there's a decentralized phone verification protocol in Celo, which allows you in a fully decentralized manner to verify your phone number, much like you would if you were, say, using WhatsApp and kind of signing up for WhatsApp. But unlike WhatsApp, we do it in a decentralized manner. And the end result is that you can transact with your friends, you can send payments to people in your contact list. We can tap into kind of this massive social network that is kind of this amalgamation, and we can just make crypto easier for everyone. And the really exciting thing is that you can actually send payments to people even before they've signed up, which you can't do in other blockchain networks. You can't send Bitcoin to someone before they create their public key derived. And that's a real shame because it's clearly limiting how big Bitcoin can become. And so we worked really hard to kind of enable this. And I guess the last thing, maybe just to add to that, you know, usability goes beyond just addresses. One of the things that, for me, has frustrated me for a long time in the crypto space is that you can't send a stablecoin to someone without paying for the transaction fee with deflationary kind of volatile asset. So on Ethereum, if you want to send something like USDC to someone, you have to pay for that transaction fee in ETH. And so in Celo, we worked really hard to allow you to pay for gas, to pay for transaction fees with tokens, so that if you're sending a stable coin token, you can pay for that transaction fee in that token. And so all of these things really give you the building blocks, kind of the platform that lets you build mobile and highly usable decentralized applications that can reach, you know, a much broader set of users than the kind of products being built on today's platforms.
Wow, that's incredible and extremely powerful. I know that considering Celo's tenets of like trying to bring DeFi and crypto to everyone across the world, including third world countries, mobile and usability are huge. And a lot of the things you've mentioned, I've personally used myself. I've used Valora's wallet and I've seen an incredible user experience. I've red-pilled people by sending them $5 via Valora on their phone number. And now they want to accept their $5. So now they have to create an account. And it's kind of a powerful user-grabbing mechanism. But let's talk a bit more about Valora, which is Celo's wallet, and how does it differ from other crypto wallets?
And so I think you nailed the nail on the head. You know, I think the number one difference is that phone number-based experience and that opportunity to send money to people before signed up. And so when we built Valora, we really built it with kind of this Venmo-like experience in mind. We wanted a global decentralized Venmo that people could use from day one. And so this is what exists today. And in many ways, it kind of promises, it fulfills this promise. And increasingly, people are using it in this way. Now, the difficulty, of course, is you need to be able to cash in and out of local fiat to Celo dollars or to Celo euros or to kind of other Celo stablecoins that are going to be launching in the short term. And, you know, that those on and off ramps are typically in the kind of Web3 world performed by companies that exist in local markets and have kind of the expertise and kind of the necessary money transmission licenses in each market to be able to provide that. And so right now we're working with a lot of these companies, tens of companies in multiple markets, to build really easy to use on and off ramps in these countries. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that to evolve and for Valora to have these great experiences, we're also offering compelling single-player mode experiences that don't require both parties in kind of this two-sided kind of Venmo-like kind of network to have really great on and off ramps. You only really need one person, in some cases, mostly just to have like a really easy on-ramp so that they can start participating in kind of these single-player modes. And so for us right now, that's all DeFi. So there's a lot of DeFi happening on Celo now. There's about just under 1 billion total value locked on the platform in a number of different DeFi protocols, and many of them are built with kind of mobile in mind, in this mobile-first kind of very usable kind of manner. And so we've been working hard to make accessing these DeFi applications easier and to offer better levels of connection between your mobile wallet and the DeFi application. You know, I think one of the really nice things about having a mobile wallet is that you can send push notifications to users. And, you know, right now, many DeFi applications built as websites don't really have this functionality. And there are legitimate use cases where people would really want that, right? If you borrowed some funds with something like Moolah and, you know, you've borrowed them using collateral, if the value of that collateral happens to start dropping, you have a short window of time to top up that collateral before you might get liquidated, before your loan might get liquidated. And so a push notification there could be really, really valuable. And then for other types of dApps, you know, there's a privacy protocol called Poof on Celo, really great name. And the way it works is you have multiple nodes that effectively create a UTXO style model where for you to figure out the exact amount of money that you have, you need to sum the value of all of these. And so that's something that a dApp can easily do. But unless you have special logic in your wallet to do that, you won't be able to see your balance in your wallet. And so we're working on ways to allow third-party dApps to be able to do that calculation on behalf of the wallet so that not just Poof, but you know many different dApps that have these kind of interesting kind of intricacies can offer a better user experience in Valora in the wallet itself. And so we're innovating a lot on this front. And you know, usability is always front and center. You know, I think it's just so core to what we're building and what we want to accomplish. And so we're doing it all in a way that just makes it accessible, easy, and that, you know, offers even a bit of education. I think there's a big effort that's kicking off around that as well.
Yeah, completely. And it seems like Celo is being designed from the ground up with these usability tenets in mind, whether it's with Poof push notifications or being more compatible with Poof from mobile itself. And I've talked with Brian many times. He's a wonderful guy. And it seems like the DeFi ecosystem is really growing as a result of these incredible builders like Brian or Robert from Dahlia and Mobius. Mm-hmm. So let's dive deeper into the DeFi ecosystem, which is growing quite fast. I've heard about something called DeFi for All. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, DeFi for the People. And DeFi for the People is a big and exciting program that we at the Solana Fund launched last month. It's a $100 million program. It's a very big program that aims to help nurture a whole ecosystem of DeFi applications on Celo that are mobile first. And it aims to incentivize liquidity providers to also provide liquidity for these DeFi applications on Celo so that people can interact with these DeFi applications with low slippage, and so that they have a lot of different options for what they want to accomplish, a lot of different pairs, a lot of different opportunities for borrowing one asset with another as collateral, etc. And so that's the program. It just kicked off, and already there's a number of protocols that are live offering kind of funds from this program as incentives for providing liquidity. Uniswap, Mula, Mobius, to name a few. And there's a lot more that are coming as well. You know, I think Sushi has yet to launch its incentives, and that's around the corner, and Aave as well. And so we've got some really big names that are participating in this, and we just can't wait to get to just make DeFi more mobile.
Completely. And now it seems that we're finally getting those fundamental building blocks, whether it's AMMs with UbeSwap and SushiSwap, or lending platforms with Aave and Mula. And so now we're really getting to the point where it's almost like a flywheel, and we're getting that initial liquidity in with DeFi for the People, and it's going to continue to grow and grow for all. So I want to end this podcast off just by inspiring everyone else, potential builders who might want to start by building on the Celo ecosystem. How can we bring people, or how should people get started? I know about Celo Camp and others, but I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, really great question. So I think, you know, number one, you know, when you're looking to enter the Web3 space, there's a lot of different factors that I think you might consider. I think sometimes, you know, the features that a platform has, sometimes people look at liquidity on the platform, how many users on the platform. And then I think increasingly kind of the mission, the heart, the ethos of the platform and the community is kind of another one to look at. And so my advice, you know, to folks would be to kind of look at all these things, weigh them all up. You know, if you're looking for a platform that, you know, cares deeply about bringing financial infrastructure to everyone and is actually doing it, is actually working on mobile, is making it happen, then definitely give Celo a closer look. And then if you want to, again, you mentioned Celo Camp. You know, this is an incredible program. I think they're on their fourth batch now, and so they've had a lot of time now to refine the offering, the incubator, the material, and the mentorship, and the support that they provide. And so it's become just an incredible program. So definitely highly recommend applying for that. I think they offer two cohort classes a year, and so if you missed the last one, do not fret. There's another one around the corner. And, you know, I think it's good to just join the community. There's a vibrant community now on Discord, on Telegram. We have monthly community all hands is called Koneko, which means togetherness in Esperanto. Definitely recommend attending. And then once, you know, you have an idea, once you're kind of thinking about how you want to be involved, there's many, many different funding opportunities. And so for public goods and for kind of community engagement and activism, definitely recommend going to the Celo Foundation and looking at their grants program. If you're starting a company, maybe with some token or even without a token, and you're looking to kind of fundraise, there are now many, many different funds that are funding companies building on Celo. The one that is for the earliest stage companies is Flori Ventures. Flori was started by the former founder and CEO of Chartboost, which recently sold to Zynga. She's absolutely amazing. Maria is her name. Highly, highly recommend speaking with her. She's very inspirational. And then the Polychain Ecosystem Fund is another really good source of capital. That's with funds from Polychain and Andreessen Horowitz. And so it's always nice to get those, you know, great names on your cap table. And so they're another really great place to look. And so, yeah, I think there's lots of opportunities to get mentorship, to get support. The DeFi Alliance also is now running a Celo kind of track in their program. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of different support that you can get in the community and throughout.
Wow. It seems like the future of Celo, the ecosystem, the blockchain, and really DeFi, like you're saying, for the people, for everyone, whether it's in Africa or the United States, whether it's in India or in Venezuela, is really bright and hopefully brighter with you building on Celo. So I'm sure that people are super excited. How can they stay in touch and hear more about your journey and Celo's journey?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of accounts to follow on Twitter. The Celo Foundation account is kind of a big one. Definitely feel free to follow me at Marek _. I made it easy for everyone. I got rid of my last name and my Twitter handle. Just replaced it with an _, so definitely I'm fine. And then, you know, I mentioned the kind of Conecos, the monthly kind of community calls and the Discord and Telegram channels. You know, I think those are great places as well.
Love to hear it. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Marek. And it was great getting to learn more about Celo with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
This was another episode of BEN,
Blockchain Education Network.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, keep up with us on Twitter and Instagram @blockchainedu. And visit our YouTube channel for more valuable blockchain content.